Coming up on TMS, those breath people have a website.
Nick Searcy wants to say something to Twitter.
What happens when you eat your girlfriend's money?
Oh, my God. You can't actually drive around to get rid of drunkenness.
Costa said to have gotten pink eye from a bad Botox treatment.
300 sequel eats Mr. Peabody's lunch.
Quiet you. Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Charlie, you're just hitting one note, man. It's a great note. Mozart used it lots of times. Anyway, it's the only one I know. Hey, Starkist, listen to my musical good taste.
Charlie, Starkist doesn't want tunas with good taste.
And now, left-handed.
Starkist wants tunas that taste good.
Sorry, Charlie. Only good-tasting tuna get to be Starkist. Like good-tasting 100% solid white tuna fillet packed in spring water.
Get good taste. Get Starkist.
You get a little more because it shrinks a little less.
The Morning Stream, now gluten-free.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. Fresh off the evening stream thing, TMS PM deal stuff.
Well, maybe not fresh. That was like 4 days ago.
Well,
I don't know about how fresh that is.
If you only look, if you only connect to us through the RSS feed, and that is as fresh as you get, man.
That's right. Yes, that will end, and this one began. And,
yeah.
And there was nary a breath between.
There was much rejoicing. And if you're a total freak and you listen to the Frog Pants mega feed, and you happen to catch Film Sack last night, well, then you're sick of us.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to us anymore. Why would you?
But then if you were sick of us, you wouldn't be listening to us right now. And there you go. So you must not be sick of us because you're listening.
That's true. Fare thee well to those who have decided to leave since Thursday's show. We wish you the best in all you do.
That's right. What's the opposite of pod fading? Like pod saturating or something like that?
What would that be? Pod fade. Well, the opposite would be pod...
Like to oversaturate.
Yeah. So pod saturate. No. Satrapod. I don't know what the hell we're saying. Those are all wrong.
Well-ho!
Exactly. Hey, welcome back. Oh, it's Monday morning. It's the morning stream. It is Monday, March 10th, 2014. I am Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
Hello. And we're I'm on my own this week. Well, I got two kids with me, but Kim and my oldest daughter, Taylor, and then a carload of girls, her friends, her college
Lena
buddies.
Dunham. I'm guessing Lena Dunham and...
Yep.
Mehmet's daughter, whatever her name is, Joslana or Zubika or whatever.
NBC Nightly News host daughter, what's her name? She's getting married, I think. I can't think of
her. Oh, really?
Name.
Yeah. Brian Williams?
Yeah, Brian Williams' daughter. What's her name?
Something. This just in, my daughter's getting married.
That's right. Tonight so on HBO, she
kind of like a broker.
She shows her boobs.
My daughter.
Would you?
Who will be there to give away the bride?
Would you have a hard time? Okay, you've got a son, so this is hard to make the comparison. It would be hard for me to be a dad and to have an attractive daughter and know that on a regular basis on an HBO show she's taking her top off. I think that would be hard for me.
Sure.
I would be like, all the dirty boys.
I know that would be hard for you. It would be hard for me having a son, thinking that he's doing the same thing, honestly.
Right.
That he's kitelling it up on the piano or something. You know?
Kitelling it. That's pretty good. Yes. Harvey Keitel is willing and ready.
He's now a verb.
He doesn't kitelling. Have it. He has no problem whipping that out. Whipping
no,
that,
he does not.
That weird business out. But my point is, it just seems like it would be really uncomfortable. And if you're a guy in the spotlight like that, it would even, to me, it'd be harder because then you're in the spotlight and people are, both you and your daughter are now notable for, you know, you doing the news and being all serious and occasionally letting your hair down with Jon Stewart a little bit, but then she's over there with her boobies out, you know? It would just be, I don't know.
I hate to say, if it's in the name of art.
No, that show's not in the name of art. There's no art.
Well, sure.
No, I mean, show really, it's a bunch of hipster BS, that show. It's just people sitting around going,
but our generation,
let's get naked. It's
it,
stupid.
It is hipster BS, but it's in relation to the storyline. It's in relation to the drama/comedy/whatever that's going on.
Yeah.
And I'd be more okay with a daughter doing that on a show like that than on, you know, than on not YouTube, whatever the porn tube.
Is there a porn tube?
I just assume there has to be. But don't search for
I'm
it right
not
now.
I'm gonna go look.
It's not a rabbit hole we need to go down. But
no.
Yeah, I mean, I'd much rather have her on Game of Thrones taking her top off for Bastard Snow than taking it off for
but I'd rather
the Hedgehog. What's his face?
I would go up a few rungs and say I'd rather her be a partner.
Johnny Blod or whatever.
I'd rather her be a partner in a law firm than taking her top off on Game of Thrones. Do you see what I'm saying? Just well, go one yes. step up above
okay.
there.
All right.
Just right up there. I don't need them to be starlet actresses is what I'm getting at.
I think as a society, we are still a little bit too pent up about nudity.
Right.
I'd have no problem going on Game of Thrones, and if it was, you know, if I was a character on there, I was forced to do some nudity, whatever.
You were Hodor? Sure.
Yeah, I doubt HBO would want to put me on.
Hey, whatever. They put Christian Narn on there in his unit, although he still hasn't said whether it was his. But the point is this. I tried to get it out of him on an interview.
Did you really?
Yeah, he wouldn't say. And he's super open about everything else. I could get him to give it details on everything else. He told me that the kid who's always on his back, what's his name, Bran, is... Yeah.
Kid who's always on his back.
Yeah, he says his bones are hollow. He's so light, he weighs nothing, he told me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He said, so he's giving me all these great little, like, insider details, but he wouldn't say whether that was his real wiener or not. Anyway, here's the point.
Yeah.
I think it probably was.
There was a point, yeah. So,
the point
is... difficult to ascertain, but there was a point.
The point is, you're probably right, as a society we are. I'm just purely... this is not about me judging society or that anyone in society shouldn't be able to do whatever they want to do. Go for it. I am strictly talking about me, dad, her daughter. That's the only scenario I'm talking about.
Sure.
And that will bug me regardless of how loose and goose we get here in the States. If we could move to Italy where they have topless deodorant ads on the freeway, right? And I still don't want that to be my daughter.
Well, all right, yes.
that's the kicker
you're,
for me.
You're Detective Murtaugh on Lethal Weapon.
I am truly getting too old for this shite.
And meanwhile, Riggs walks around naked. There you go. See?
There you go. Right. Well, the first one he did, right?
He did.
Yeah, yeah. Walked around with his...
just his butt hanging
his
out.
His bum out, yeah. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
His crazy bum.
Bums are crazy by nature. All right. Let's get into it. We got some stuff to cover here. There was something else I was going to end with that thought with. Now I can't remember. Oh, no. The whole point was my wife and daughter and kids are in San Francisco.
We get sidetracked by an HBO show that neither one of us has ever seen.
And neither one of us really cares to watch. And I get it, Lena Dunham. I get it. You're breaking all kinds of rules. I got it. I get it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in that hipster BS. Sitting around drinking coffees that cost way too much money, talking about stuff that doesn't matter.
I will say this. She was very funny on SNL this last weekend.
Was she? I don't watch SNL anymore. I should.
You should at least watch the cold open from this last one.
Was it good?
It was great and had Liam Neeson on it.
Oh, well, I do like him.
Yeah.
He's got a very special set of skills.
You'd like that part. He even uses that line.
So I'm on, we're eating like Girl Scout cookies and spaghetti that looks like it's been in the fridge too long. I mean, it's not going well already. And she only left yesterday morning at around 5 a.m., which was 4 a.m. if you count the time
change.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they were up early and bright and they got... they're late because there was some huge amount of traffic between San something and San Francisco. What would that be? If you're going on I-80, that would have been
San Jose?
No.
Like, did they go across to California and then north or?
Yes. Maybe it was San Jose or maybe it was Sacramento or maybe it was, I don't know where anything is over there.
I mean, are they taking the 5?
I don't know. 404? Isn't the 404? That's in LA though.
405. Well, I think the 405, the 404 goes within.
I'm off a digit. I think it's 405. I think you're right.
Yeah,
the 404 is an error you get if you get to the wrong website.
Can't find this. I can't find the highway.
What's going on? So they've left us to our devices, and Nick and I and Carter are just trying to survive. So this will go on till Friday, and everyone wish me luck.
Girl Scout cookies and ramen every meal.
Yep. I was stressed out this morning because Nick doesn't know how to take a short shower. It's not in him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 13 and he's in there for ages, just ages. I'm like, mm-hmm. Nick, I'm hurrying. He's so tired.
I know.
Like, get the frick out of the thing so your sister can get in there. You guys have literally a half an hour. And there's a lady in the neighborhood who has so kindly agreed to take them to school because I can't because I have the shows, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all a work thing. So Kim roped her into doing this and super nice for her to be there. But now I'm super stressed that these guys aren't going to be ready and that she'll be out there going, meep, 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 and they're not going to be ready. They're going to be in here still polishing off a bowl of frosted something and miss their ride. So I was all stressed out about that. It all worked out. They're off. They're on their way. But then I'll bet you I get a phone call or a text. Dad, I left my backpack in my room. Will you bring it to me?
It's so funny you say this. So Tristan is exactly the same. He takes way long showers, and I try. You know, I've tried everything. I've said, all right, look, take a timer in there. Use your phone as a timer. Yeah. Do something. Yeah. Oh, you're costing us money because of the water bill. Okay, I'll say. Yeah. Yet he still takes 20-minute showers. And I don't know. And Rylan Dune is exactly, you know, talking about this. He's like, suggestion I was trying to figure out how to do, which is to turn off the hot water.
Yeah.
So you got to turn it off at the hot water. Yeah, I thought
that's
I did that.
That's a great idea.
Turn off the valve at the hot water heater. I'm going to try that this afternoon.
Turn it on. Yeah, while he's in,
tonight,
though, right?
When he, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it for you guys.
No.
Because I like a good long shower occasionally. You know, I don't take them typically, but if there's an opportunity to kind of relax in there and just chill, I like that. I understand it. But every day before school, really, you got to take a 20-minute freaking shower? It's killing me. Anyway, it's a boy. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. So my whole thing with I wouldn't want my daughter running around topless in a TV show, right?
Yeah.
I heard a great quote, and I could not tell you where I heard this because I can't remember, but I remember this great quote that when you have a son, this is great for you is the reason I bring it up. When you have a son, you only have to worry about one penis. Right. When you have daughters, you have to worry about all the penises.
That's right.
So that's, I think I'm a little bonus sensitive. Let me just not use the word bonus in front of that. I am a little sensitive. Let's say it that way. I'm extra sensitive because I don't know. I just get protective of girls and it freaks me out. Anyway, don't go topless is the lesson we learned today. Let's move on. You know, those breatharian people, right? Remember those breatharian deals?
Yes.
The people who breathe air?
The Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Right? The Barbie doll is a breatharian.
Yeah. And they're going to, the Breatharian Institute of America believes that all you need to do to subsist in this life is not eat. All you need is air, sunlight, and that's cosmic nutrients is what they refer to them as.
That's right. Yep.
So there's a dude in charge of the whole joint. His name is Willie Brooks. He's kind of the, or is it, I don't know if it's Wiley. I assume it's Willie. It's one L. So would that be Wiley?
Could be Wiley. Hmm. Yeah. Actually, that's how it pronounces Wiley Brooks.
Wiley Brooks. Sounds like an old Western town,
doesn't
it?
This website.
We're moving out to Wiley Brooks.
The best part of this website, by the way. Hmm. Have you mentioned that there's a website?
There's a website at breatharian.com. And if you tell me it's the background slanted sideways, I'm going to agree with you.
That's exactly what it is. It's the horizon. It's the vertical horizon.
Isn't that amazing?
She's everything you want.
I forgot to mention.
Was that vertical horizon?
Well, they believe the Earth is a cube. So that's why that's drawn. So Willie has a blog post from March 9th, 2014. And so he's keeping it up. This is what interested me is that he's got, you know, all kinds of business going on here. He's a big believer in the end of the world. So check this out. I'm going to read this to you. The ascension of the world didn't happen right on schedule, December 21st, 2012. Remember that whole deal? It was supposed to end the world a year and something ago?
Yeah.
It didn't happen right on schedule, he says. There will be a limited amount of time for a grace period for people of Earth.
No, he said it did happen right on schedule.
Oh. Oh, it did? What?
Yeah, I guess we just missed it. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Boy, this even is more interesting now. I read that as didn't. Because I assumed it didn't. Because so far, no big changes for me.
No, exactly.
All right. Says the ascension of the world didn't happen, or did, geez, did happen right on schedule, December 21st, 2012. There will be a limited amount of time or a grace period for people of the Earth worlds, in capital letters, to learn how to survive these new energies. My immortality workshops will be extended to March 23rd, 2014. You got like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, hurry.
To survive the deadly heat energies of the ascension process that did occur on December 21st, 2012, there is a requirement for humanity to prepare for that time, all in giant pink letters.
Yes.
There is a requirement to
bigger white letters, yeah, all caps.
And then it gets real bad. There is a requirement to clear all of the past life karma negative energies, karmic negative energies, rather, that you might carry because these energies, I'm not reading this right, cannot be taken to the higher dimension, to the 5D Earth, fifth dimension Earth. Or higher vibration. If you have not cleared these energies from your physical bodies, the impact of the energies coming on December 21st, 2012 will destroy all those negative energies. And in doing so, the physical body, which is holding these energies, will also be destroyed. And then you click and there's more. Nice. He's giving workshops on this business. Now, I get if all you're saying is the air I breathe and the sunlight that hits my skin, that's how I'm surviving. If that's your whole platform, in a weird way, I'm like, you know what? Go for it, man. You got it. You're good.
Sure.
Who
are we to stop you?
This is way weirder than that. Like, that's barely any of this. Like, Barbie girl, you need to know what you're getting into, dude.
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
So on the left side of the page there, you got a link for the 5 magic fifth dimensional words.
Oh my gosh, hold on.
None of which are Aquarius or let the sun shine in.
There's a video here. Let's see what the video is.
Oh. Jyot Naranjan, Om Kar, Ra Run Kar, Sohang Sat Nam. Jyot Naranjan.
Okay, that's just him.
Those are your 5 words right there.
Oh, is he just repeating them?
Hold on. Yep. Om Kar.
Jyot
Naranjan.
This is a 10-minute video.
Because
he
keeps Jyot Naranjan.
Oh my gosh. It's a 10-minute video of him staring into space in a still photo, repeating Jyot Naranjan, Om Kar. This is terrible.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. This is fantastic.
What?
The instructions on the 5 magical fifth dimensional words. Start meditating with these magic words for at least 30 minutes a day to begin with and increase your meditating time to 2 hours a day as soon as possible. Repeat them in the exact order they are. It is better to have some Diet Coke in your bloodstream, if possible, before starting the meditation exercise.
Isn't that drinking and eating? Breatharian.
Drinking Diet Coke, yeah. But I mean, this is like specific Diet Coke. You may drink as much as you desire of Diet Coke in the 20-ounce and 1-liter sizes and at McDonald's with caffeine in the plastic bottles only. The double quarter pounder with cheese meal at McDonald's is the other part of this diet. Try to eat at least 1 meal a day for at least 1 month to get started.
Fake? Are we being punked?
I don't know, but it's awesome.
We're being punked. Hold on.
Has to be, because he says, if you're in Europe, substitute the hamburger royal with cheese for the double quarter with cheese and Coca-Cola light for the Diet Coke.
I'm reading his latest blog post. Can someone please tell me this is real
important
or not?
Important note, do not drink water of any kind or from any source, and most importantly, do not eat any fruits or vegetables during this regime.
But what if the Diet Coke has water in it? It's the lead ingredient.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm being punked or he is truly the craziest person of all time. I mean, honestly. Oh, wow. Look at this. There's pictures of feet.
Here's a, you can buy Elixir of the Gods for $10,000 for a 32-ounce bottle, shipping and handling included. Oh, that's good. That's nice of them.
Dude, there's a crotch photo in here.
What?
Well, click on photos, pictures. Over there on the right, rather.
There it is, pictures.
So there's a bunch of pictures of him before and after all his like burning things or whatever. Like he had these experiences where he felt the burn of the 2012 something. One of them is just a full-on crotch shot. I don't need to see that. In his blue undies, you see that?
Yes.
Why? Please tell me this guy's real. I want him to be real. I don't want this to be fake. Let's see, breatharianism. If you have been outside your home in the last few days, you may have noticed all the chemicals covering the skies. Yeah, he's got blog posts going back as far as...
Exactly. I mean, it's either somebody who's worked really, really hard on this punking and like his... But you know who is breatharian, ironic name reminds us.
Who?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Shut up. For real?
Yep. Here's a link to... I'll put in Skype.
All right.
Also put a copy in the chat room.
All right.
Saying that she was in a breatharian cult for a while.
We did talk about this.
We did, yes.
Yeah, I forgot it was breatharian.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And she was in there. Was it with this dude? Did she mention this dude? Hold on. We're going to find it. No, he's not in here.
Mm.
I don't know.
I wonder how she feels about the Diet Coke and the quarter pounder
the Royale
double quarter
cheese.
Pounder with cheese.
I really want to know more about this stupid thing. Before we get too far, or before we go too long, I do want to hear from Nick Searcy. He's a guy we talked about Twitter, actor who plays Art Mullen on the fantastic TV series
very
Justified.
Reasonable guy, yeah,
sure, yeah, real reasonable.
All right, I'm sure he's got some very considerate and thoughtful things that he wants to say. So this is good. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, he spent weeks fat shaming people on Twitter, causing all kinds of uproar and upstir, and everybody was pissed at him, and he didn't care, and he called everybody a fat lib, short for liberal, right? Mm-hmm. So here he is, finally apologizing with a video on Twitter. Here you go. Check it out.
Hi, Twitter. I just got back from the gym.
He knows we're individual people, right? We're not one big collective named
like
Twitter.
Richard Cheese. Brian, could you do something about Wikipedia?
Still one of my favorite things of all time. All right, hold on.
Where I burned off a few hundred calories. But while I was working out, I started to feel bad about how mean I've been to a lot of you fat people this week on Twitter. So I thought maybe it's time for me to say I'm sorry to you lard asses with a little song.
Jeez.
Fat liberals got no reason.
Okay, it goes on and he sings and he's just kind of an ass. So
did he pay any royalties to Randy Newman?
Probably not. Probably not. Probably sings Happy Birthday without realizing that that's...
Right, exactly.
Get him in some trouble.
Left foot, right foot, left foot.
Here's the deal. I think if you knew him, this is my guess. I think he's being a total ass on Twitter. I really do.
Yeah.
But I'll bet if you know him, he's one of those guys where... This is just a guess, but he's one of those guys who are like, oh, Nick, that's just Nick. And you walk away.
Exactly.
I'll bet you anything that's just kind of what living around that guy's like.
I can't remember if I said this before or after we were recording a film sack, but I think it's like the Joaquin Phoenix thing, but with about 10% sincerity.
Yep. Yep. That's a good point. You said that last night.
Yeah.
I remember I wrote it down. It was an important moment in film sack history.
Did you write it down? Joaquin plus 10. That's what that means.
I'd like to, what do you call it? Freeze the moment. Share it with generations to come.
Right. Exactly.
All right. We are going to call Daryl now because it's time.
Sure.
And it's not working. There we go.
Aww.
And it's working now. Don't worry about it. I got this. I'm doing this remotely now, and sometimes it's a little slow and weird, but we got this. Okay, here we go. Here's him. Here he is. Here he comes. Here's this thing. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by
Film Sack, the podcast for movie lovers and haters. This week, The Octagon. Subscribe at filmsack.com. And as you watch The Octagon, try and spot The Octagon.
We're pretty sure they were fighting in it toward the end.
We think so, yeah.
We're not 100% sure about that. What an odd, weird movie that was.
Yes.
But we had a ball, as usual, covering it. And,
see if you can ascertain where The Octagon actually was.
Yeah. There's such great lines as...
Hey, where the hell are we?
And what else?
Where's the peanuts?
Oh, and of course, no one can forget the great performance of...
Mr. Beatty.
All right, there's your movie preview for The Octagon.
More of Mr. Beatty, I would say.
It feels like we didn't know this, but dude, Chuck Norris, happy birthday today, 74 years old.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah, we didn't know.
No, 50, how much? How old?
74.
74, I was going to say, what? 50 what?
No, 74.
Yeah,
he's
74.
Getting on in years. Moving on up. Daryl, speaking of George Jefferson, it's Daryl, everybody. Looks a lot like George. I don't know why I said that at all.
George is my dad.
Is he? Good.
Oh, really?
Daryl Jefferson, your old name that you changed because you're big Hollywood now.
Namer of the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks, George Skills.
That's great.
That's actually true, yeah.
Is it true? Mm-hmm. Hold on. George...
Did he submit Skillhawks as a potential option too?
Wait a minute. Your dad named the Seahawks?
We covered this like 3 or 4 times.
I don't remember this. The Super Bowl. I think I never let it sink in because I don't think it's true. Is it true?
Yes, it's true.
I thought you were making that up.
No, they had a contest back in 1976 when the team was new and didn't have a name, and he was one of the people that suggested the Seahawks. So he won all this stuff, pictures and other memorabilia stuff.
That's amazing. That is the coolest thing ever. Is your dad still with us?
No, he passed away about 4 years ago.
Okay, but 4 years ago. Up till that moment, anytime
stump a Seahawk nerd.
But anytime they play or whatever, he must have taken a little pride in that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, mm-hmm. I named this stupid team, right?
Did they give him season tickets at least with all that
no.
stuff?
No. No, because it was not just him, but a lot of other people suggested that name too. So
oh.
They probably would have gone broke if they did that. But well. I think he got to go to a bunch of games for free.
All right. Very that's nice. Cool. That's really that's cool. Pretty cool. That's a cool thing to know about your dad. Mine was he brought a Pac-Man home into the house and we put free play on it and played it all weekend.
You know, even if 50 people came up with the name Seahawks, you could still give those 50 people
a ticket,
season tickets.
Yeah, you come totally on. You got could.
10,000 seat or 15,000 seat stadium. Come on now.
You're the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, back then it wasn't owned by Paul Allen, though, right? It was other people.
No.
Yeah, he bought it. It was like his new nerd toy. He's so great when he gets up on mic. I'm so proud of my team. these guys would have beat me up in high school, but I own them now. Yeah. Yep. Daryl, let's do Stump a Trek Nerd. That's what you come on here for. We do it every day, and we talk about Star Trek trivia and then pad it with a bunch of other BS that we just feel like talking about, which is great. It's my favorite thing in the world. So let's do it. It's The Next Generation. That's what we're talking about in the episode Thine Own Self. Counselor Troy, with her body, is taking tests in order to get promoted. There are several tests. Riker said she had passed three parts of the test and has failed one. What part of the test does Riker say Troy failed? Was it A, the bridge operations test, B, first contact procedure, C, diplomatic law, or D, engineering qualifications? That's bridge operations, first contact procedure, diplomatic law, or engineering qualifications. While you think about it, we have nothing to test, man.
Mm,
do
no,
we?
We're foodless.
Are we foodless right
now? I've been testing coffee.
Oh, yeah. Some news on that front. So our privately branded TMS coffee brew came in the form of like straight up beans and stuff.
Beans, yeah.
That's and, where that came from.
Yeah. So, Daryl, you're one of the testers. I put you on the list, so you should have gotten it. Brian got it. I think mm-hmm. Tom should be getting it probably when he gets home today or yesterday. I guess he got home. And we're going to be testing different brews to make a final decision and pick it.
Yep, so I'm testing one of them right now, as a matter of fact.
So very soon, folks at home will, A, know what we're doing, and B, be able to get it. If you want to get the stuff, you can get it. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl's dad invented coffee, 1976.
That's right.
He directed Star Wars and what else? What else happened there?
The internet.
Oh, that's right, the internet. Who could forget that? All right. Well, Daryl, why don't you regale us with a birthday announcement?
Well, that would be Angelique Pettyjohn. She played Shauna.
That's not a real name, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Angelique Pettyjohn?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
She played Shauna in the Gamesters of Triskelion, which was that brain episode, the one with the three brains.
Oh,
there's
right.
There's a picture of her right there with her gigantic green hair.
Yep.
Pettyjohn.
And silver bikini top.
Oh, yes, from the long line of Pettyjohns.
Oh, apparently she's also appeared in Playboy.
Oh, of course she has. What's her name again?
Angelique Pettyjohn.
Something's playing for no reason. Hold on, I gotta figure out why something. Oh, I quit. All right, hold on. Angelique,
A N G. So Angel.
You would pronounce it Angelique.
I'm gonna just type it wrong. Oh, there it is. Okay. I remember her with the crazy hair.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Not a wig at all. Can't tell that's a wig. Good job, guys. Good job, makeup Star Trek people. That worked out great for you.
Way to blend that into the forehead real nice.
Well, good for her. And she's got she looks like to me. She looks like what's her name from Cheers. Can you think of her name?
Shelley Long?
Yes. Thank you.
A little bit.
Something about her.
See that? Yeah.
If Shelley Long and that Tank Girl actress had a baby, that's her right there.
Did you say Tank Girl?
Tank Girl.
Oh, Tank Girl.
Yeah, not before Tank Girl. Tank Girl, yeah. The actual character, Tank Girl.
Yes, now I know what you're saying. It's not what I thought you said a second ago.
Well, oh, no, not...
I thought you said Taint.
Taint Girl? What would Taint Girl's powers be, Brian? what super team would she roll with? Oh, Lord.
She's able to teleport, but she
'tain't there nor there.
I thought you were going to say she could teleport, but only about 2.5 inches. All right, let's move on. Daryl, let's get back to your thing here, your question. Oh, happy birthday to her. She's still here?
Oh, she's not. She's been gone for a long time. She passed away in 1992 at only age 48 of cervical cancer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I can't stand it, cancer. You jerk. Keep cropping up and taking people.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Are people still mad about Steve Irwin? Sorry, this seems unrelated, but...
You know, it's funny. Tina, Sherry, what's his wife's name? Terry Irwin.
Terry,
and their daughter Bindi were on The View or something last week, and Tina actually said, "Come here, you got to check this out. Look at Bindi Irwin. Bindi Irwin used to be this like bizarrely, freakishly over energetic little girl, and now she's kind of growing up into
she's cute,
you know, a well adjusted cute girl. But Terry Irwin is starting to look like Steve.
Yeah, a little bit of Steve in there. The cool thing about the Bindi Irwin is she's got some new show. That's probably why she was on."
Probably
the View,
promoting something.
They're going to promote some new nature conservancy kind of animal planet deal, which is fine. But anyway, Steve, the reason I bring that up is somebody was offended by something I heard on TV or somewhere. Somebody is still offended by Steve Irwin jokes and that they were mad because they couldn't understand how you could be all solemn on September 11th anniversary, but still make Steve Irwin jokes. Does that seem like a stone too far to try to compare those two things? One guy would torment an animal until it stabbed him, and the others are a bunch of innocent people that got killed on a really bad day.
It does, yeah.
That seems like a bad comparison to me.
It does, a little bit, yeah, a little like apples and oranges kind
of
thing.
I'm no expert. That's more like apples and a dog turd. You know what I mean? Like, they're so different. At least the apple and an orange, you can eat them both.
At least fruit.
Yeah, they're both fruit. All right, Daryl, back to you. Bridge operations, first contact procedure, diplomatic law, engineering qualifications, go.
Okay. Diplomatic law, I don't even remember that being in one of these.
Dip law, they called it for short.
Yeah.
What are you going to the academy for, dip law? That's dip great.
That's also that Klingon salute.
Dip law!
Yeah, whatever they say.
Actually, I think it is.
I think that's Kepler.
It's not Dipla. What are you going to? Worf, what are you studying? Dipla. Yeah.
Let's see. Engineering.
That is how a Klingon finds a mate. Yeah.
I'm crossing out Injqual.
All right.
And what's the. What was the second one?
What must I do to convince you people?
Die.
All right.
First contact procedures.
First contact procedures, number two, yeah.
Oh, no, she wouldn't fail that. That'd be easy.
Didn't she blow it in First Contact? Wasn't that a thing that happened in that movie? I know we're not talking about the movie, but it seems like there was some mistake. She got drunk and something happened there. I don't remember what happened. She got drunk and couldn't get the... Oh, I know what it was. She was drinking with the farmer from Babe, the pig movie.
Right, with Cromwell.
Cromwell. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And couldn't get him
Zephram Cochrane.
Right. Brian, you know this. I only know people from their unrelated projects.
Exactly.
You know? Like, who's Kirk in the new Star Trek movies? Ah, the son of that guy that played the police chief on Chips. That's how I know him. All right, anyway. So you were deliberating.
And what was even the question? We have all these choices. But.
What did Troy fail, according to Riker, in her bid to get promoted, in her test that she had to take to get promoted?
This, by the way, was an episode she claims was her favorite. Because she got to be in charge and really stretch stretch her character to be more than just someone who sat behind, you know, the captain going, "This feels funny. I have a funny feeling." Which is mostly what she did.
this exciting episode, or this great episode that she's really proud of, but she failed something.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Yeah, but she failed it in front of everyone, so that's good. And she did it three times, I think, and I think it was the bridge thing.
I just
remember this.
Bridge operations. Well, let's find out if you're right. Is it bridge operations? No. The correct answer is?
It does.
No, it's not. It's engineering qualifications. Riker says she's failed engineering qualifications portion of the test. This is done on the holodeck. After she fails, Riker gives her some Obi-Wan style advice. Here's a clip of that.
Congratulations. You just destroyed the Enterprise.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Don't feel bad. You passed everything else. Diplomatic law, first contact procedure, bridge operations. The engineering qualification is one of the toughest parts of the test.
So what did I do wrong?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Your body.
Why not? What kind of a test is this?
It's the kind of a test that you're going to have to take again if you want to be a bridge officer. Only next time, the problem won't be so easy. So I suggest you study up on your emergency procedures.
Well, how do I know what to study if you won't tell me what I did wrong?
I don't know. I'm afraid I can't tell you that either.
Then they made out.
Jeez.
Then they made
Taskmaster out. Taskmaster
Riker. They were, I think this is before they were a thing, right? I think. I don't think they were a thing till later.
Yeah, this is how early?
Season 3 or something. And then later,
flirt mode.
So then they got together, right? They were all, "Hey, what's up?" And then Worf stepped in and got long hair, and that was all she needed. And then she left him for Worf, then that lasted until the end of TNG. And then suddenly he shows up on DS9, and then all bets are off because he starts dating the Trilobite.
Yeah. Trilobite.
Or not Trilobite. What was it? What were they called?
Trill.
Trill, sorry. Trill. What's a Trilobite?
It's like a little hard-shelled bug.
Oh, it is? Yeah, remember that episode where he fell in love with a hard-shelled bug? It was fantastic. Daryl's the Trek nerd on Twitter. You should follow him. He's great. And also, This Week in Trek's one of its fine hosts. And you can listen to This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com or wherever podcasts are downloaded. Daryl, why don't we play a game? What game do you have for us today? I have a theme for us today. Let me hear what's the subject, and then I'll play it.
Well, I was going to do this one, but I couldn't think of an answer fast enough. It was going to be, is this a Star Trek race or a meditation word? But I couldn't make
a breatharian,
that up.
A breatharian meditation word?
Great. Exactly.
All right. So what'd you settle on instead?
Well, instead, it's a Star Trek disease or an actual disease.
Okay, back to diseases. Yes. Here's our theme. There you go. That's also to help us.
Complete with dogs barking.
Yeah, dogs barking. Sounds like trouble there. Sounds like Nazis trying to flush out French resistance. Okay, so disease or Star Trek disease. Go.
Okay. Sjorgen's... Oh, I can't even say it right. It's one of those Swedish things. Sjogren's syndrome.
Oh, yeah. I always try to buy two of those when I'm at IKEA because you never know when the first one's going
to
break.
Well, plus sometimes they forget to include all of the screws.
Right. Oh, gosh. And those instructions are just little stick men pointing at things. You can't tell what the hell to do. All right, great.
I'd say because it's a Swedish thing, I'm thinking it's not a Star Trek thing.
Yeah, I'll say it's a Swedish disease.
I don't know where it's from, but it is an actual disease.
It's an actual disease. All right. Well, once again, we have dominated the conversation. We have won. We walk away victorious. I'm delaying because I got to find the clip. Here we go.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Women Helping Battered Women Incorporated. Help provide women and families with what they need most, including counseling, shelter, food, jobs, and a place to live. Details at tiny.cc/womenhelp.
That's a good thing, you guys. Check it out. Sorry, I'm just trying to see if there are any other famous Petty Johns in the world. And I'm unaware of them.
Petty John.
All right. Well, what are we doing now? Oh, yeah, news. Here we go. Florida Keys Man. Does he have different powers than straight up Florida Man?
No, pretty much has the same powers as Florida Man. Except he does it on the islands.
He can get into his car without breaking in because he has keys. Get it? Florida Keys Man steals girlfriend's wallet, eats the cash on the way to jail. I'm going to go ahead and put that evidence where nobody can find it. The Florida Keys Man was arrested after deputies said he robbed his girlfriend and then ate some of the money that he had stolen. You know how dirty money is. Ugh.
Oh, God, I know.
It's so gross. You know how many, the
traces of cocaine is the urban legend, right, on each one? Yeah.
I wonder if any of that's true. We should see if Snopes that up and see if that's true about the cocaine. I always wondered.
One of their newer pages or one of their 90s Angel Fire pages.
But I never trust, dollar bills, straight up just dollars, right? Because those are stripper tip money.
Right.
Those are in people's G-strings, dude.
That's right, yes.
Get rid of those as quick as you can rid of them. Credit cards all the way. A Florida Keys man, Leozavel Cordova Peridot, a Marathon resident, was allegedly intoxicated when deputies say he left a party and became angry at his girlfriend and son and demanded that they go home Wednesday night. Once the family arrived home, Peridot took his girlfriend's wallet, had $750 cash in it. Mm. Don't carry that much cash with you. What are you doing?
Golly, no kidding.
That's crazy. Yeah. The sheriff's office said in a release on Thursday, deputies later arrested Peridot. I'm sure I'm not saying his name right. And found a lot of cash in his pocket and a Valium pill that he didn't have a prescription for. They arrested him, took him in the car, and on the way, he tried to eat the money.
Wow. Snopes, by the way, says true to the claim a large percentage of U.S. currency bears traces of cocaine.
Large percentage. What does that mean? How much is a large percentage?
Well, more than 50%, less than 100%.
Does it mean because they roll it up and they snort it through it like a tube?
Yep. That's exactly why.
Oh, those 80s movies were telling the truth?
Yep. And Wolf of Wall Street. I guess he used hundreds in Wolf of Wall Street.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is there a significance to which currency or which denomination you use? Like if you use a five, yes, how you look yes. down
if you
upon?
Use, if you use $100 bills, you're rich.
Oh.
You're a rich a-hole.
Now I get it.
Yes. If you use dollar bills, you're a poor a-hole.
Right. If you're using just a piece of paper.
Right.
That's not even right. your cocaine.
A rolled up Walmart receipt, really bad. Bad news.
Is Wolf of Wall Street set in the 80s?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
All right. Do you think, what's his name? Platoon director? A JFK guy? What's his name?
Oliver
Stone's at home. Oliver Stone? Just going, damn it, Scorsese, you stole my thunder. Because Wall Street was his deal, and that was all kind of, hey, corrupt 80s Wall Street.
Exactly, yeah.
Hmm.
Did the new one, the newer one take place, the one with Shia LaBeouf and Michael Douglas take place in the 80s, or was it set in the current times?
I think it's current time, but it was like same guy, and he was the mentor of now the younger blood or whatever. I never saw that. Wonder if it was any good. Charlie Sheen was the first one, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got me questioning it.
It's weird for... To me, Charlie Sheen is two people. He's the thing he is now, and then he was the movie actor. But they're very different people in my head. I don't think of Charlie Sheen as the same guy that used to be in those movies for some reason.
Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen, Daryl Hannah.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved her in Splash. Anyway. That goes way back.
Yeah.
You forget John Candy was in Splash. I think that may have been the first time I'd ever seen John Candy in anything with Splash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, come on.
I think so.
Like Blues Brothers?
I didn't know it was him. Mm-hmm. Maybe Stripes beat this.
Oh, yeah. Stripes definitely would have.
Yeah. Francis. Yeah, that movie's awesome until the last 20 minutes. Great
Stripes?
Movie. Yeah, right up until then. Right as soon as they get that freaking SUV, it all goes to crap.
It's
no,
true.
No offense, Harold Ramis, in your memory.
I know.
I love your movies otherwise. That is one thing we're going to do this week. We're going to watch Harold Ramis movies while Kim's gone.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. What do you got on tap?
We're going to watch Groundhog Day, perhaps multiple times, just because that's what you do with Groundhog Day.
Because you have to do that, right? Sure.
Probably Ghostbusters 1. Not good. 2 so much. I don't care about that one. And probably, what's a good third one here? Let me think about that. Actually, I haven't picked a third.
Maybe
what's
one of his newer things, maybe like...
There needs to be something a 13-year-old's not going to be bored in.
Yeah.
Like that's the... And I can't speak to too much of the recent stuff. I can't think of anything
else. I was going to say, even National Lampoon's Vacation, you would have seen him before Splash.
Oh, Parks John Candy closed. Was in that?
Moose Outside should have told you.
Oh, yeah. Right. He is in that.
Yeah.
Did I see that, though? But I think the order I saw those movies in, I want to say I saw Stripes before I ever saw Caddyshack. Or ever saw, not Caddyshack, the one you just said, the other one. What'd you say?
Vacation.
Vacation. I think I saw Vacation way later. That was one of those, like, on my mom's hot list of things I could never see. Mm. She always had this thing. You know what else I noticed? This is interesting.
Yeah.
The movies my mom blacklisted me from when I was a kid almost always seem to have poster art from that Boris Vallejo guy who does like the super half-naked dragon ladies.
The Conan-looking, right.
He did Conan, in fact.
Yeah.
The Vallejo used to do a ton of that stuff, and I really admire him as an artist. He's really good.
Julie Bell, right? Was Boris Vallejo and Julie Bell like the kind of tag-teamed all that style for a while.
Vallejo. I just want to look
was
and
it
make
Julie,
sure.
It was Julie Bell, wasn't it?
Well, look at him. He's doing good. He's a good-looking guy. Lives in Lima, Peru.
So you could watch something like Analyze This.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Looking at his listing here, what... I'd stay away from Caddyshack 2. Armed and Dangerous.
Yeah, probably not that.
Oh, Back to School. That was kind of fun.
Oh, that would be all right.
That's a good one.
I could watch that. That mm-hmm. one's okay. But yeah, anything with Boris Vallejo art seemed to be yeah. on the list of things I was not allowed to watch. And I don't know why. I don't know what it was or why he was hired to always do those movies. There was always like the Lampoon movies.
Right.
My mom was just not... She was not into that. Okay, well, that's good news. I don't know why I'm... Hold on, I'm in the wrong tab now. Okay, there it is. I was looking at poster art, or no, I looked up movie poster art from Boris Vallejo, and it's extensive. Did a lot yeah. of stuff, especially back then. Dude, let's see, where are we now? Oh, dude who'd been drinking decides to drive it off in Texas.
no, that's a good idea. Yeah.
This is Texas? Hold on.
Well, I was going to walk it off, but it was really cold outside, so I decided I'd drive.
It's a city called Stewart, but I don't know where this is. Anyway, Michael Moore, not the one you're thinking of.
Oh, by really? The way,
yeah, something funny happened. Michael, on Twitter this morning, somebody said, Scott, change your avatar. It reminds me of Michael Moore, and it makes me not want to hear what you have to say. And
what?
So I looked, I don't think my picture on Twitter looks like Michael Moore at all. I'm wearing a hat. Is that it?
Yeah, that's probably
it. I don't look like Michael hat. Moore. I'm looking at my picture right now. That does not look like Michael Moore. Although I've lost weight since then, but whatever. Let's see.
Shame on you, Obama. Shame on you.
Michael Moore said his wife told him he'd been drinking to excess, so Moore told Stewart police he decided to go drive it off. That's what you do. I'm a little drunk. Done. Not walk it off, drive it off.
Drive it off.
Yeah. Moore made the statement around 12:35 a.m. February 13th after an officer notified his sport utility. What? An officer notified his sport utility vehicle appeared to be speeding. That's weird. Oh, notice, not notified.
Yeah. I didn't know which part was confusing you.
Do you like that FX series, Jodist? It's really good. Oh, Justified. Sorry, I read it wrong.
Justiced. Boom! Justiced.
According to released records. Let's see. Police stopped Moore, age 61, in the 8,000 block of Southwest US 1 and reported the smell of booze. Appeared to have glassy eyes and slurring of his speech. Slur.
This was in Florida, by the way, just confirmed.
Oh, good. Perfect. Yep. I like the headline in the article actually says, dude who'd been drinking.
Yes. That's...
he told one officer he was coming home and had a couple of drinks. He said he was en route to a bar for a few more. Moore told another officer he got in an argument with his wife and left for a drive, and he figured that would help sober him up. But he's an idiot, so forget
well
it.
Well done.
Tweaked Audio is sponsoring today's program, and we love them. They'll tweak your audio for you, and here's how they do it. You buy their earbuds. You get them on the cheap because we have a great code I'll tell you about in a second. Put them in your ear. You plug them into some audiobook. Let's say something Roy Dotrice narrates, like the Game of Thrones Ooh. Books.
Sure.
Those are amazing. You're listening to those. You're jogging. You're on the treadmill. You're commuting. However you're doing it, and you're enjoying it. And I can promise you that. Go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the code STREAM at checkout. Get that 33% off because you deserve it, and so do we. That's STREAM at checkout at tweakedaudio.com.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Get your subscription to Retro Gaming Magazine now at tiny.cc/retrosub, featuring comics from Scott Johnson.
Yeah, get it now. Issue 2, Hitting Stands.
I'm getting it.
You should. You'd like it. If you like retro gaming, and I know you do.
I do.
You would love the whole package is fantastic, and it's just, I don't know. I'm like this way people are with vinyl. I like a good, well-made, good stock magazine.
Sure.
To just sit down with like a Wired or something and just
eat
it
up.
Yeah,
what was the one? There was one, a game magazine used to be like that. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Next Generation magazine.
Next Generation, that was it. Yeah.
I still have some of those, and I haven't got rid of them because... And they're about old stuff that, you know, we wouldn't call next gen now, but you know, it's like PlayStation 1 launch and freaking, you know, I think the Dreamcast one's the last issue I have. So it's really old, but oh, the paper they used and the cover for those things.
The paper, oh gosh,
oh,
the paper.
You ever seen paper? Oh, don't remind me. I still haven't seen that this year yet. I got to get on it.
Usually it's around Easter, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's your Easter film.
Depends.
Paper. Have you ever seen paper? Look at it.
I can't wait.
is it cool to, it's got to be really cool to see your stuff actually in print. Like, because you've been doing.
Oh, it's amazing.
You know, the online stuff for so long. Mm-hmm. Is this like the first regular print game?
I've had others, but it's usually like one-offs or, you know, a magazine will do an illustration for one article or, you know, I did some books in Texas. You know, they get, you know, all that stuff gets printed. Mm-hmm. And the early, certainly the early days before all this internet crap for me, I was doing all kinds of printed stuff, but it's nice in 2014 to still have opportunities where you're getting actual press print work done. So cool. Yes, it is cool. I like it. It's a good feeling. Cool. It feels
nice.
There you
go. Ordered. I just subscribed.
Sweet.
Using that link.
Sweet. You got a little.
Just happened right now.
You got a nice discount on that, though.
I did. I saw a little message from you actually at the top of the page when I
What'd it say?
It just said something like, "Hey, you know, I'm." I clicked confirm before I could read the whole thing.
Oh,
but
I sent you a message.
The gist of it was like, "Hey, thanks for doing this, and every purchase subscription you make helps me out with a couple bucks, so I can keep doing these and blah blah blah."
Oh, I didn't know I was getting a couple bucks from it. I had no idea. That's great. No, I really didn't.
That's
I just figured it was cool. So that's nice to hear as well. Hey, even more reason to go to tiny.cc/retrosub. I had no idea. I'll take you to lunch when I see you. All right.
Nice. Sure.
Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
Sportscaster extraordinaire. Got pink eye from botched Botox. At least that's the rumor now.
Botch talks. Is what the kids call that. Yep. Yeah.
Or... toxic bow, or I don't know what I'm saying. Costas, who got his infamous eye case of there at the Olympics there. This is according to Page Six, which is always reliable.
Sixth pink ring was around his eye.
He says that, or they say that, it had come from contracting the infection after a Botox procedure to smooth out wrinkles prior to the Olympics, according to sources. It isn't the first time he's had it. NBC, however, strongly denies this. They deny the Costas.
No, he got it from poop. Keep going.
Yeah, they got it from tainted water in the hotel.
Right.
Who arrived to host the games in Sochi with a forehead smoother than the Olympic luge track, developed the infection from a Botox procedure. They say this is simply not true. A spokesperson from the NBC Sports said this has zero truth. Zero. So they're pretty serious about it. No truth. You know what? If it's true, just say it. It's fine. We don't care. Everyone's doing Botox now.
Right.
I even did one.
Did you really? You did a Botox
my
thing?
My left nipple. Yeah. No, I've never done it. I'm never putting freaking botulism in my face.
I know. Exactly.
Forget it. It's not a chance I'll ever do. I will never have a reason to do it.
No.
I have a face for radio. That new 300 movie, 300 Rise of an Empire, kicked Mr. Peabody's arse in the
as well. It seems like it should, you know.
Yeah, $45 million ticket sales, pretty good. The Sherman bit did. I'm trying to find it here. $32.5 million. I don't think there's a lot of kids who know who that character is.
No.
So
no, and the adults probably don't care because it's like it looks too modernized. It's like
the adults are mad.
They're probably, yeah, exactly. You guys screwed up my Brocky and Bullwinkle a few years ago, so why on earth would I want to see this?
I forgot how bad that was.
Yeah.
Do you remember Robert De Niro was the great leader or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, who was...
Danny DeVito was...
was he Boris?
Yeah. I can't remember if that's just what I imagined.
In your head, in your world, Danny DeVito, you also got, what's her name, who played the Addams Family lady. She must
Angelica
be
Houston.
She must be Natasha, right? Yep. I have to think she was. Or is she not? Hold on. We got to clear this up. Because that's not...
Let's see.
Ooh, IMDb.
Thomas and Sally Kellerman were the Boris and Natasha, like, made-for-TV movie.
Oh, there was a... What? There was?
Yes.
Wait, this one?
Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburger.
Not that Dave Thomas.
No. The Dave Thomas who was Doug of Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Okay. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
The Adventures, there it is. Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rene Russo.
So Robert nothing like we thought. Oh, 2000? That's that old now? Jeez.
Jason Alexander was Boris.
Oh. So we got it all wrong.
Randy Quaid was Cappy Von Trapman. Piper Perabo.
Carl Reiner was in this. John
Janine
Goodman.
Garofalo. Oh. Jonathan Winters.
What are you guys doing? That movie got the worst reviews at the time. It was terrible. All right. Well, good for them. Was that? I think I want to say that was a pretty late movie for Randy Quaid before he went crazy. Let's see.
Yeah, I think
was his last movie here in the States. 2009's Balls Out, Gary the Tennis Coach. That was the movie he was in. 2009. Yeah. You know what? I'm looking at that, and there's not much going on for him. So maybe he left for because he sucked. Maybe it's not because he's crazy.
It could be it.
Anyway, well, there's all that.
No, you can't say that after seeing Kingpin and
But those came out way earlier than that. Those were 90s hits.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Quick Change was, that's true. Okay, this was 2000, right?
Yeah. Everything post 2000, that is an ugly string of movies. He's not done anything cool. Kadalarha changed her name.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm super sad because you can no longer... You coined this phrase. The first time I ever heard it was you saying Kadalarha years ago here on the show.
I stole it from Joel McHale, but...
Well, either way, he and you and nobody can say it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Nope, can't be called Kadalarha anymore.
She's changing it to simply Kesha. That dollar's getting taken out. 2 months after beginning treatment for anorexia and bulimia, Kesha has reportedly completed the program. Can you have anorexia and bulimia? I thought they were kind of opposites.
No. They're both eating disorders of like...
Well, yeah, but
growing
one of them,
up,
one's starving
one
yourself.
One is you starve yourself, and the other one is you eat and you throw up, which is kind of the same...
You binge and purge.
Right.
I guess you could do both. It just seems like if you're doing the binge and purge part, which is also starving yourself, aren't you just bulimic then? You don't need to... You skip right over anorexia? Go straight
to
bulimia?
Well, it's the thing where, like, your body image is so skewed that you either starve yourself, or if you do eat... You feel so bad about eating that you throw up.
Yeah.
So I think they're related in that.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. Wendy would know this. She
can we call her Kesha?
Kesha, yeah.
Kesha.
Kesha. Kesha.
No. Kesha.
You sound resolute in your decision to Kesha. Call her Kesha. Yeah. Okay.
If we can't do Kadalarha, it's going to be Kesha.
Okay. I'm in. She's changed it. And she says fans will first notice a change when she announced it. By the way, she looks great. I mean, to give her some credit here, she looks really good after her treatment there. And she says, I just don't need to have my money in my name anymore. I just want to live. I just want to make music about partying on the weekend.
Is there a picture of her in this thing?
There was somewhere. I don't know if it was this article, but I saw a photo of her leaving or talking to press or something, and she looked really good. Mm. Like, she looked pretty rough before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good luck to her. I think that's fine. Good on her. She doesn't have to wear those weird grandma pants anymore that she used to have. Let's take a break, shall we? When we come back, we got some major spoilers for everybody. Steven Schleicher will be here to talk about... We're going to call today Trailer Monday because it's all about trailers.
Great.
Which is exciting. But before we get to him and all of that and your emails, let's get to you and a song and all of that.
All right. Dear Zaphod and Marvin, I would like to put in a request for my birthday on March 5th. Yes, we're a little late. Knowing full well that I might not get it in as Justin Robert Young might take priority. Fortunately for me, his day is Tuesday and his birthday and mine is on Wednesday. That's right. I have the same birthday as Jury. Happy birthday to him. Wow. I'll try to keep this from needing five parts to be a trilogy. If you haven't guessed after this tour of the yearly revolution of the Earth around the sun, I will be the answer to the ultimate question. And we still don't know what that question is. I'm 42, gentlemen, and still kicking, obviously.
Yeah, we didn't need to know. We're good, though.
Yeah. If you could be so kind as to play Rocket Man by me first in the Gimme Gimmies, that would be stellar. I know how much Brian likes him. I completely agree. Thanks for the great times and the things you do. I'll toast my Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster to you two froods. I've been talking to the computer, and it hates me, but I still love the show, though.
Wow, there are so many Hitchhiker references in there. That's great.
He is Lux Bane in the Tadpole.
This is a while ago, though, right? Because Jerry's birthday was like a week and a half ago or something.
It was a week ago. It was the 5th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So 5 days ago.
Yeah.
He's Lux Bane in the Tadpole When Work and Life Allow. He's Mike Mann in Portland, Oregon. Not the Michael Mann, just a Michael Mann. A nice score on the double click. So, no, 1014. PDX represent blah, blah, blah. Okay, I guess I didn't need to read all that. All right.
all the shout outs are, those are pretty epic.
Exactly. yes, this is a cover of Elton John's Rocket Man performed by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. They included it on their 1997 album, Have a Ball. And I just think we won't rest until I play every single Me First and the Gimme Gimmes song on TMS. It's just the way it's going to go.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
I like them. All right. Well, let's play it. When we come back, a bunch of other stuff. Don't forget.
Diarrhea
is a real problem for people today. Mm. Donate where you can. All right, it's Rocket Man. We'll be back in a second. Back to back slash night. Free flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife.
You move out, adjust the seat, climb aboard, and go, go, go. If you like your action fast, furious, and loaded with thrills, it's Chopperoo. The chain drive Chopperoo with adjustable seat. Chopperoo by Marx.
And a caveman.
Hello. This is the morning stream. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Losing my voice for some reason. You ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time if I've got like a getting over a cold or a sore throat or something.
I hope I'm not getting one. I feel fine. I don't know.
I don't know.
I get emails all the time asking how the old man diverticulitis deal's going. I'm happy to report things are going really well that way.
Good.
Yeah. No big issues. No big reverbs.
Staying away from the big slabs of steak.
I haven't had a single ounce of beef since the Super Bowl. None.
Very good.
No hamburger, no steak. But we did, did a little experiment. Instead of getting beef hot dogs, we got turkey dogs. We got turkey bacon. I got ground turkey. And it turns out I've enjoyed all the things I love about burgers and meat and beef, but with turkey substitutes, and I haven't been, none of it has been a lesser experience.
I'm sure, yeah.
It's
all
they're
fine. Doing great stuff with turkey substitute stuff like that.
Yeah, turkey's awesome. I like turkey. All right, we're calling Steven now, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. All right? Yeah. You may as well just tuck in, get freaking used to it, because this is how we roll now. I'm going to get a little theme for him, though. How about this one here? I don't know what this one is. Let's play it. It's kind of sinister. It's Steven Schleicher on the line. Hello, Steven. Whoa, it's the shadow knows.
That's appropriate, yeah.
There you go.
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. Oh, well, you know, it's that time of year where the nation praises the only smart thing Arizona has ever done.
Yeah, that's true. Which is what?
daylight
savings time.
That's true. But don't you think it's born of some of the same... Like, I made an assumption the other day that they do this because they're just cranky and don't want to do anything the rest of anyone does. They'd rather secede from the union than do what somebody tells them to do.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Then I got an email from a guy in Arizona that says, no, it's because it's 120 degrees in the summer and nobody wants extra hours of daylight.
There you go.
All right. Got it. Makes sense. Steven, hurtling ever closer to the month of May. As
yes.
We all know, is a pretty seismic month for you and in your world.
Yep.
So it is with great appreciation that we welcome you back on your regular Monday segment.
Yay!
Because we know it takes time, it takes effort, and we really appreciate it. And today, it's trailer day.
It is trailer day.
In a big way. Let's talk about a few of the things going on in the world of trailers. Specifically, let's talk about the first trailer for Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, which looks a lot like Sin City.
Well, and it should.
I mean,
and it follows the look of the first movie, it follows the look of the graphic novels and comic books from Frank Miller, mm-hmm. and it's going to ramp it up a little bit. I think the thing that's going to surprise most people is the return of Marv, because in the way that the stories are told, some of these stories, especially A Dame to Kill For, kind of takes place before the first Sin City book happens. So people are going to say, well, what's Marv doing back? I thought he was dead. Different time period.
Sure. Comic book fans will see that and go, oh, yeah, well, of course, that's how this works in our world. But if you're just a mainstream audience goer who's not used to that kind of storytelling, you're going to be maybe a little bit thrown. If you're super interested in the now nearly decade-old Sin City.
I know, man. It's been so long since I didn't think the movie would ever come forth, especially after Frank Miller decided he was going to take his hand at directing and butchered the spirit.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that this did come forward.
It's when Bruce Willis still grew his own hair.
in a jar somewhere.
Yeah, he didn't do that anymore. And that dirty yellow bastard kid's all in kinds of trouble now. He's an actual dirty yellow bastard in real life.
Now, this does have Robert Rodriguez returning to direct along with Frank Miller, so that's nice.
Yeah.
And it does have the look, and I think it looks pretty intense. Maybe a little bit more graphic than the first movie.
I will tell you this. I know this is going to sound a little strange. But if I was a lady, let's say.
Yes.
Or I suppose a gay man. It doesn't have to be a lady.
Okay.
I would think Robert Rodriguez is the single handsomest man directing films today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that
not Christopher Nolan.
I just got this phone call. Hold on.
Gay for months to come.
All right, never mind. but no, for real, I feel like he's just he's the coolest dude. I don't like all his movies. It's hit and miss for me.
Yeah,
but
big fan of the Spy Kids.
Good looking guy. No, I do not like Spy Kid movies at all. I think they're terrible. But I do think that Desperado is one of my favorite action movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
Dusk Till Dawn grew on me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's coming into a TV series.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yes,
that's going to be weird.
Do they just drive back and forth over the
over
Mexico
the border?
Border? Yeah,
it's going to be like 24. I think.
How many? How many?
Where
roles
every episode
is going to play in the TV
Friday.
Show?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl 3D. These I don't need any of this in my life. All these movies are stupid. But once in a while, I'll put something out and I'll just go, oh, yeah, that's pretty good what you did right there. Once Upon a Time in Mexico, terrible. Terrible. Mm. Should be good. Has all the ingredients to be good sequel to Desperado. It's not. It's poo. It's utter poo.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that one. I'm looking forward to that movie. We'll see it. We'll find out what's
huge,
going on.
Huge cast list. I'm looking at. I freeze framed on the page, or the frame in the trailer that lists everybody. I mean, Ray Liotta, Ava Green, Stacy Keach.
Oh my gosh, I love Stacy Keach.
I think we just saw him in Nebraska. He was really good in that.
Oh, was he? Ready?
Yeah, he's really good. Jeremy Piven, Dennis Haysbert, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's great. It's got your returning Jessica Alba in there,
right? Yep. And Rosario Dawson, who I'll watch in anything.
Yeah. Still sad that what's her name, who died mysteriously. Crap, she was on King of the Hill. Oh, can I think of her name?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, she was in the first
Clueless.
One.
Clueless. Yeah.
Yeah. It's whatever. I mean, I'm in for this. I like the comic. Big Frank Miller fan. So bring it on. Comixology got hacked. Go change your password, everybody.
Man. Yeah, you know what's kind of funny? A couple of years ago, Comixology and Marvel were at South by Southwest. You remember this, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And they were giving away all these Marvel comics, and so many people logged in and crashed their systems for days.
That last year? I think it was just last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Seemed like it took them 6 months to sort it out. I thought it was 2 years ago, but it probably was just last year.
Yeah, it was a mess.
It seems like Comixology returned to South by Southwest, and their servers get hacked. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know. The company hasn't put out any kind of official statement as to exactly what happened or what kind of data the people may have acquired. But they're making it mandatory that if you have a Comixology account, that you have to change your password. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, if you're logging in from your app, it's not telling you to change your password. You actually have to go to the website to change your password there. And so that's causing some confusion for a lot of people.
I don't understand why places like that get targeted. I understand if it's like, you know, Google
credit card information, man.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I mean, if they have, I mean, they had a big announcement at the show yesterday. I don't have it here in front of me. You know, they're like still the number third app in the world as far as what's the data here. They have number three overall content released for the past year, number six in all downloads released in the past year, number 10 in gross revenue among all releases for the past year. 1,007 submissions available for sale. That's just their submit. That's their indie comic section of Comixology.
Right.
So if you're looking at the mainstream, you're talking about a crap ton of people buying stuff digitally and all those credit card numbers up for grabs.
Yeah, that sucks. And but on the other hand, you know what? The fact that they're such a target means that they've been growing. And if that's true about their status as, in terms of revenue and all that, this seems to bode well for the comic book industry, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it does. And if people want to get a bunch of free comics, they gave away, I think, something like 15 or 20 over the weekend. I think you just head over to comixology.com/SXSW, and you can get a bunch of those.
All right. I'm changing my password right now. Don't tell anyone.
Don't change it to Wiener.
Yeah, it's now Wiener 123 though. That's okay, right?
Good. That's a
okay.
It's like mine. I just changed mine from password to password 123.
Yeah, good idea.
1234567.
I mean, that seems secure, and us talking about it here in a public forum seems secure too. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
I got a quick
no one
note.
Would ever guess.
Quick note about Marvel Unlimited, real quick.
Yeah,
as people can see right here, I am reading or rereading the Astonishing X-Men run in 2004.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things of all time. Joss Whedon's take on the universe. It's really good. Anyway, and I've been doing it through that app. Well, they just put out a major update.
Yes, they did.
And it's so much better.
Yeah, now one of the big things is the, of course, they have the AR stuff built in. So you just go to a page that has the little AR link and you can open up your preferences and you can go watch a little video and then pop right back into the comic.
Yeah.
The one thing that they were talking about yesterday, and they actually announced it last year at the San Diego Comic-Con, was the ability to include music and other things into your comic experience. But so far, the free comics that they have available, I haven't seen that pop up yet, and I really kind of want to experience that.
Yeah, the audio bit, I'm really interested in the audio bits because there's some of it is just straight up like ambient music and sound that will happen as you turn pages and get to scenes and stuff, which is really interesting. Also, their guided view technology is about 4 billion times better than it was a week ago. Oh, yeah, so much better. It's not as good as Comixology's.
Yeah.
And Comixology's raw, like their raw files are better resolution.
Oh, yeah. I went ahead and signed up for an account with the Unlimited for a year to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. I know that you said you've enjoyed it. I guess the biggest drawback for me is the, you know, only 12 issues that you can download at a time and store on your device.
For offline reading, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But that seems like for a guy, like if I hopped on a plane, that would be just fine for me to get to my destination, and then I'd have internet again, and then I could do another 12 or whatever, you know, like
right.
To me, that doesn't feel like much of a limitation, especially if you're around Wi-Fi spots or if you have LTE or whatever, you're just sort of always connected and you just kind of get what you want whenever you want it.
The books load incredibly fast.
Yeah,
so
that's nice.
That's the plus. So it's not like you're waiting 5 minutes for a download.
Exactly. And I think part of that is the lower resolution. They look okay until you kind of zoom in. It's like, oh, we're getting a little crusty here. Whereas Comixology has definitely gone a different route, and I mean, there are bigger files too, so you kind of have to
take. Yeah, it takes several minutes to download stuff.
That's true. So there's still some issues with it, but for the most part, major improvements to the app just generally. The UI is better, the just the way it controls and moves. It doesn't feel like a beat up old Adobe app anymore.
Right.
Which is nice. So anyway, I actually really recommend it. To me, I said this on Twitter and I'll say it again. To me, Comixology is becoming the PlayStation Plus of comics.
Yes.
You first see it and you're like, eh, what are you guys doing? I'm not paying that. That seems weird. What am I actually getting? And they seem to be paying attention to it, to what people really want. Originally, it was only 5 comics or something like that you could download at a time, and now it's 10 or 12. They're adding new features all the time, and it's starting to feel kind of vital to me.
Yeah.
So I'm in. I like it. It's good. Let's see. Oh, gosh. I got off track here. I meant to talk about the Dinobots finally making their way into a Transformers movie. What do you think of that trailer?
It's kind of looks pretty cool.
Yeah, looks all right.
It looks like they're using wider shots than they did in the last movie or 2 movies ago, where you couldn't tell who was fighting what and what was going on.
That's true. It just felt like the inside of a watch or something.
Yeah.
It's like just big gears smacking around. Right. You don't know what's going on. But I like the sort of reset. There's no Shia LaBeouf in this thing at all. So none of that human part. You got your Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
You got your girl from the Bates Motel. It's his daughter, I guess.
The blonde, yeah.
She's something about her. And it's not just because she's a hottie or whatever. In fact, I don't even think she's all that cute. She's fine. But there is something in her face and the way she talks and the way she acts that is very compelling. And I feel like she's a star on the major rise right now. Cool. You watch. After this, it's going to be nonstop for her. It's going to be insane. But anyway, all of that I think is a good thing. And the idea that Optimus Prime, this is no spoilers because it's in the trailer, is essentially found in a
kind of junked up
junk heap or whatever, and it comes to life and freaks everybody out or whatever because Transformers have been outlawed or something. This is all very interesting to me. Now, I know it's still Michael Bay, and I know he's still churning up the shit and everything like that, but I still, there's something about it makes me feel good about it. So what do you think, man? You excited?
I don't know. We did a poll this past week on which Michael Bay movie you're least interested in seeing this year, whether it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Transformers. And most people in the poll have said they're least interested in Transformers, more interested in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I think it's only because of the last two movies kind of ruined it for everybody.
And he's still he's production credit on Turtles, but not director, right?
I thought he was
director
on Turtles too.
He could be. I may have that
wrong. I'll look it up here.
I thought it was just his production company doing it. I could be totally wrong. He's going to do a documentary where he gets up on stage for Samsung and then just walks off of his
head. Yeah, and just walks off. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Poor guy. A lot of people say he's just got horrible social anxiety. And if that's true, then my heart goes out to the guy for
Jonathan Liebsman is the director of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it's still a Michael Bay joint.
Yeah.
And it's got Megan Fox in it, so.
Oh, really? I thought they weren't working together anymore.
Nope. She will be playing April O'Neil in that movie.
She's way less interesting to me than this new girl.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Yeah. And again, she's not even, they're not even the same category as far as I'm concerned when it comes to like hot chick on a movie screen.
Yeah.
There's something really interesting about this girl's eyes, her voice. I don't know what it is. Just something. Something's there. I have the sixth sense for this. I can tell when somebody's going to go from, you know, TV roles, you know, small movies, and is about to break into the biggie time.
You know, her face, and when I'm looking at it now, I keep thinking of there is an older star who was, when she was her age, they looked a lot alike. I can't think of her name right now.
Oh, maybe. Not the German actress. What was her name?
Like, the face looks familiar. It'll come to me like five.
It's bugging me now.
Marlena Dietrich or something? Maybe like Dietrich.
No, not her.
No, like the 80s.
'80s era. Oh, I'm thinking like before that.
Oh, I know. Not Kim Cattrall. The other woman who I just watched it last night, Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, Ernest Borgnine.
The other woman in Big Trouble in Little China, the main star. I forget what her name was. Dang it. I'm going to have to look that up.
No, I don't remember either. We saw it on Film Sack. I don't remember.
I can't tell you anybody else besides Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the guy. Hold on. We got to play it now.
Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da.
Here.
Ah!
There he is.
Kate Burton.
Not Kate Burton?
Kate
Capshaw?
No, not Kate Capshaw. Although she kind of has a little bit of a look.
A little bit.
Not Kate Burton. Man, why is she not listed in the main bits here?
She had her name taken out. She wants
Who knows?
Nothing to do with that dirty Hollywood. Who knows? Yeah, I can't. But you're right. There's something there that's familiar but new at the same time. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but I thought she was insanely good in Bates Motel.
No, maybe it is Kim Cattrall, but
huge high point in that movie or that show.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, good. That's coming. Big dinosaurs. That's the whole point. Big metal dinosaurs. Yes,
big metal dinosaurs.
Don't know how they're going to handle the origin story of all that, but whatever. I kind of actually think I'm excited about a Transformer movie, and I realize that I feel like I'm blaspheming when I say that. That I can't. I have to turn my nerd card in.
You
gotta
like what you like, man.
But I don't like the other ones. They're all terrible. But I think for some reason I feel good about this one. And one of my favorite action movies of all time is a Michael Bay movie, and that's The Rock. And
that's
still,
Bad Boys.
To this day, The Rock is the best freaking action movie ever made. I love that movie.
You do talk about it quite a bit.
Oh, it's so good. Ed Harris, man. He's going against the machine, sticking it to the man. And then Nick Cage got to come in there and shove a green ball of death inside someone's mouth. And then stab himself in the heart with a syringe. It's great.
Spoiler.
Yeah. I mean, this is not untrue. When I went to Alcatraz, I don't know, early aughts, whatever it was, my main reason was because I saw it in The Rock and I wanted to see more. I wanted to go around there and go, oh, yeah, there's that scene where the Ed Harris shot his buddy, or there's the scene where the Jets came over and almost bombed him or whatever. That's why I went. Anyway.
It's got some great moments in it.
Yeah, it's good. Finally, Steven, you're up to some stuff. You got to.
Oh, yes.
Aren't this you speaking? Weekend, what's going on?
Yes, this weekend, if people are heading out to the Planet Comic Con in Kansas City, I will be presenting an educational lecture panel at 1 o'clock on Sunday about Star Wars and American culture.
Wow. So wait, when you say educational panel, what does that mean?
It's not a, hey, here's the inside scoop on what's going on Star Wars or anything like this. This is, and usually late Sundays are reserved for educational panels on the theory, the study, the research behind different topics. People have done panels before on, is the Joker really crazy? What kind of psychosis does the Joker really have? Those kinds of things. And they approach it from an educational point of view, from a research point of view. So this semester at the university, I'm teaching a class with two other faculty members on Star Wars in pop culture. And we're going to go present a portion of that at Planet Comic Con this weekend.
That sounds great. Are you going to record it or anything so people can hear
it? I don't know what they're doing. I probably ought to record it just so I can see where everything went wrong.
I would love to hear that, though. That sounds really interesting
to me. It's a fascinating class. I mean, my approach to it has been, let's take a look at it from a story perspective and how, Star Wars follows the classic themes. And then last week I took about it how Star Wars has impacted technology, mostly from the movie industry, but also, cool things that we see today like Walker droids and those kinds of things that we see, like Big Dog and Wildcat and those kind of things.
Sure. People usually
inspired from Star Wars.
People usually point to Star Trek for that sort of thing, but it is, you're starting to see things very
bionic
Star Wars-ish.
Arms, the bionic arm stuff is all over the place right now, especially for combat soldiers.
Yeah.
We've talked before, one of the other instructors has talked about racism in the Galactic Empire. And we've talked about what is canon. That was kind of a cool lecture about, what do people believe in and how does it move up and down the chain of collected understanding of a story. So it's a really fascinating course. A lot of people really like it. So
could you guys dig deep into the cultural notion of letting the Wookiee win? And why that
I don't
would
know
be?
If that's not a topic that I'm doing, although I do have my next lecture is the business of Star Wars and how George Lucas created a licensing agreement with 20th Century Fox that made him an overnight billionaire.
Oh, my gosh. That's fascinating, that part of it, to me.
Yeah.
Well, That's okay. You should spend some of that money on that weird neck he's got. All right. Steven, it's always a pleasure, as my dad would say, having you on the show. Majorspoilers.com, Major Spoilers on Twitter. Anything else people should be looking for and doing?
No, that's the coolest thing, I think, is this Planet Comic Con panel. So,
all right. I want to hear it. See if you can record it. Okay. I'd love to hear it.
I will see if it's being recorded. I don't even know if we get in for free. I think I still have to pay for my ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you're just an educator. You can pay.
Yeah, that's right. The educators make the big money. So,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Steven, stay out of trouble. Talk to you next time, man.
All right. See you guys.
See you.
All righty. Steven. I like Steven. I could hang out. Steven's the kind of guy, if I lived near him, we'd hang out all the time.
Yeah.
We'd just sit around eating hors d'oeuvres.
Fascinating dude.
Yeah, I like him. Let's move on now, shall we, to emails, which are brought to you by...
Scroll. The Daily Tech News Show, starring Tom Merritt at dailytechnewsshow.com. Hop on over there today and see how tech coverage should be.
Yeah. Pay attention, everybody. Oh, by the way, later today at noon Mountain? Yeah. Noon Mountain, 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time or whatever the hell they're on now. I will be a guest on Jeff Cannata's DLC show.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're going to talk a whole bunch of cool video game stuff. So if you are into that. Yeah, he's great. Jeff's a stud. I had a really good time hanging out with him at BlizzCon. We were there for all the opening keynote stuff from Morheim and everything. He sat right in front of me, and he let me say all sorts of sarcastic jibe sort of things behind him without getting irritated and leaving. So I'm really impressed with that. No, he's great. Love Jeff. Let's get into it here. We got somebody named Rokua wrote in. Roka, would you say? Ruka? Roka.
I would say Ruka with the, well.
Ruka. New Zealand. Ruka salt. Oh, what? New Zealand.
Ruka? New Zealand. Let's say Ruka.
All right. Brit. dear Shark and Bait. I have been listening to this show for a long time, but because of time differences, I've never been able to join in during the live stream. Tonight, however, I shall be staying up until 3 a.m. on a weeknight, have I gone mad, in the hopes that my terrible third world level internet will allow me to don the frog pants.
Well, don, I think, is what they mean, like, you know, don the pants.
Oh, don the frog pants on join, I think he means, and... Join the live chat family, chat room family. Thank you for your years of entertainment.
Don't type late at night.
So I wanted to use this as a reminder because, the best thing is the PS. It says, I've had to type this three times because my internet keeps cutting out halfway through typing. New Zealand, land of the future.
There you go.
Yeah, you're supposed to communicate through moths and what else do they do over there? They tell the orcs to come. I don't know what they do.
Right.
So I just use this as a reminder that we do a fifth show now, and it's on Thursday nights. Hey. To clear up some confusion, there were a bunch of people like, where's my episode on Thursday night? We post it, or I post it Friday morning. And the idea is we don't want to just bog the feed down with two major shows that day. So if you want that episode, you'll get it Friday morning. If you want to hear it live, you'll be here Thursday night. So that's the only time where we post it later.
Right.
Is that Thursday night. So be here Thursday night, 5:30 p.m.
And once again, a big thank you to our patrons over there at patreon.com/TMS.
Yep.
For supporting that fifth show.
Couldn't do it without it.
And getting us ever closer to the next milestone, which is a second random drawing per month, a second randomly selected backer to get a print.
And we really...
With some, special Sharpie customization. Yeah. Nice.
We want to get real high on that list to get to that one where you do a game show.
I want the game show, man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I might even like donate $100 just to get us closer to that.
Just to get us in there. Yeah. Good idea. That's patreon.com/TMS, everybody. Please support it. And those who have, we love you and you know it. We love you and you know it. All right. Dear Sexy and Beautiful, says Andre, aka Bike Wolf from the Tadpool. All the Oscar jokes about Kim Novak and Liza Minnelli really got me thinking about beauty and judgment, and particularly made me think about comments that Scott makes about celebrities. I'm pretty confident about the way I look, and you guys are obviously handsome chaps.
Well, obviously.
I don't know.
Obviously we are.
Well,
yes.
Brian's a good-looking guy. I feel like I'm a bit of a turd head, but that's all right. Whatever. I'll take the compliment, but I think he's lying to us. Anyway, but the nerd/geek population as a whole comes in all shapes and sizes, and many of us are uncomfortable with our appearances. Well, you think I'm not? That is one of the main reasons we were attracted to nerdier pursuits. No judgment. The beautiful people are obsessed with their looks and constantly talking about them. Nerds are, however, well, nerdy. Sometimes chin beardy, sometimes adorkable, but always nerdy. I like that. Adorkable.
Adorkable.
Oh, that's just adorkable.
That's what's her face? Zooey Deschanel. That was what they were quoting or calling her in New Girl when it first came out. Oh, she's just adorkable.
Did they really? That was going around? Now I hate that phrase. Now I don't like it at all.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. That's fine. So the next time you make a joke about Sarah Jessica Parker and her horse face, remember? I don't know why that made me laugh. Remember that there may be a little geek out there who is listening to the show wondering if Scott saw me, would he make fun of the way I look too? True, thou art too beautiful to look upon, yet the show, mine ears still adore it though. Says Andre, a.k.a. Bike Wolf.
Nice.
I want to make something clear-ish.
Okay.
And that is that I am not in the mode of making fun of anyone's looks, but I am occasionally in the mode of giving celebrities a hard time. Mm-hmm. I think it comes with the territory, and it can be entertaining. But I'm not... Sarah Jessica Parker doesn't care what I think.
Right.
And I actually don't think she has that much of a horse face. She's fine. She's fine.
It's just a thing. You know, it's just a thing. Right, exactly.
But I'm just as quick to talk about my dumb attributes, so...
And we didn't really even talk about Kim Novak or Liza Minnelli.
I didn't make any fun of either of them, no. Yeah, no. I think he's talking about the internet as a whole, kind of gave those
and
two
I think,
a hard
and
time.
And I think, you know, who deserves the making fun of is whoever Kim Novak's plastic surgeon is, because he did just a hatchet job.
It was really bad. Now, that could just be over time that thing went bad, or maybe it was just a bad job in the first place. I don't know. But... That is not people making fun of the previous to her surgery. Absolutely mind-blowingly beautiful. Yeah, she was incredible. And underneath that bad plastic surgery is still a very nice person. But we never made fun of her. I don't understand. That came out of nowhere, in my opinion. I don't know where. I mean, people... Here's the deal. Was it Jury that talked about how we see patterns and we just jump all over patterns? That's what human beings do.
Probably, yep.
And when something looks wrong... Because her face looks wrong. It doesn't look normal. It doesn't look like a face that is aged normally. It looks like a face that has been mistreated.
Rebooted, yes.
Rebooted or badly hacked or whatever. So the natural human condition is to go, oh, weird. I'm now going to say a thing because I think that's weird. And then people do that when they see somebody who's handicapped or somebody who's got Parkinson's disease or they see somebody with other real serious issues. And some people without a heart, everybody sees the difference, right? We can't, if anyone's saying they don't, then they're lying. You see the difference. Your brain goes, different. And then the difference becomes, are you an a-hole or are you not an a-hole? Are you going to say something really mean about, you know, a handicapped child? Or are you going to not say that? That's the difference. So you're talking about the world watching that show, 36 million people or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get people hating on Novak.
Yeah, of course. It is.
Yeah. We don't do that. Instead... We make fun of this.
Right?
That's right.
Because it's funny.
That's just, exactly. That is just bizarre. That's not, you know.
It's just weird.
Unless we find out that it was a medical condition that caused him to say
and
that.
And then we'll feel bad. We'll
be, yeah.
And then we won't do it anymore. But until then, as often as we can.
You know, I will point out, and I should find a link to this. Speaking of embarrassing things, you can actually find it. Just aired today. It's airing today.
Yeah.
A TV show called The Experts. It's a trivia thing that they do on YouTube. Mm. And they get three people who are experts in something. And then they give them really difficult trivia questions about things that they are supposed to be experts in. And they filmed my segment when I was in Las Vegas for the Tacona, for the Trivia Championships of North America. Where my subject was Beatles covers.
Mm.
And you can watch how badly, how embarrassingly badly I did at this. If you go to YouTube and do a search for Experts Game Show or Experts Trivia.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know this existed.
This just became available. So it's just now airing. Let me see if I can get a better link.
Game Show. So your episode's new?
My episode's brand new. Yes. Okay.
The Experts Game Show. Here we go. Halloween movies, Iron Chef.
In a world where all of the information...
Slow down there. Trailer.
That's an older one, I think. The brand new one, yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm trying to find their season one. Are they on season three? Where's their most recent?
I don't know. I don't know what season they're on.
Oh my gosh, this is impossible.
There's a link in the chat room, and I'll put a link in here.
Here we go. Videos linked. Recent uploads. Community versus Cold War versus Beatles covers.
That's
oh, there
the
you
one.
Are. I see your face.
There I am, right there.
Let's just play a little bit of this. The experts, round three.
It's time for round three.
Your shorts are epic, dude.
Really?
They're great because I don't know why that's cracking me up. It's because no one else is wearing them. So
yeah,
you're the whitest man in the room.
Sure, I am.
Again, you'll answer two questions. Oh, yeah. And while you're thinking, the other.
Where is this happening? Where is this?
This is in the Tropicana. This is where they do the Tacona, the Trivia Championships of North America, this big vacuous ballroom. Mm. Yeah, no kidding. Look at my shorts. How funny.
That's awesome. The best part,
though.
It's
fucking Vegas.
You know, it's Vegas, right? It's hot. But apparently, iPad standard gear for trivia people.
You use it for this quiz, actually. You have that isn't my iPad.
That's somebody else's?
That randomly chooses what level question you're going to get.
All right, we'll see. I want to hear you talk here.
Guess right, they'll make $5. So bluff if you feel like bluffing. Let's start with the player with the lowest score right now. It is Jennifer.
Oh, you're not the lowest score yet.
On the Cold War,
nope.
I'm going to skip.
Yet.
50 Beatles covers.
Here you go.
You have 10 seconds to think about it.
Okay, here you are.
What? Name the band. There were Pace Magazine apparently thinks there are 4 songs better than this. So, I know. All right, Brian. What song or what band?
I don't know this for sure. I'm guessing it's the Stereophonics.
It's the Black Keys.
See? There you go.
That's great.
Yeah.
You never said you did this. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I may have mentioned it back in August when I came back from this thing. Because that's actually when it got recorded, was, 8 months ago.
Wow. And it was hot enough for Brian shorts, for sure.
It was hot enough for Brian shorts.
Well, good deal. That's the trip.
You can't see the alcohol. Yeah, that was the trip.
That one trip.
Yes.
You came back sick or something, right?
I did. I was horrendous after that.
That was bad. All right. Well, go search that on YouTube, guys, and you can watch it if you so desire. I have lots of embarrassing things online that I could send this listener to.
Exactly. So
go for it. We got plenty of things to make fun of. Okay, that's it. We're done. We're out. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing it anymore. That's it. No. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Go to alphageekradio.com and check those guys out. Did our shoutcast stream today. They're fantastic. We love them. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. On Twitter, follow us. Morning Stream. Scott Johnson. Coverville. Did you do a Coverville?
I did. Did one on Saturday morning proclaiming that date in 1984 was the greatest day in music ever.
Wow.
Because you had your top 10 included stuff like Jump, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I Want a New Drug, New Moon on Monday, Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. I mean, it was an amazing, you look at that day on the Billboard charts and it was just crazy how many of the biggest songs for each of those bands were in the top 10 that day.
That's amazing.
Yes. So
people should listen to it. Yeah. Coverville.com. Subscribe there, or it's on the mega feed. However you get it, get it.
That's right. Yes.
Do you want to do some music?
Oh, sure.
Oh, Nerdtacular tickets at Nerdtacular.com. Sorry. I just forgot to mention that. It's still tickets available. Go there. Get it. The Double Clicks are performing. That's all you need to know. There's a lot of other stuff happening, but we'll get more of that to you soon. Okay. Song.
All right. This is a cover going out to Heather /Cyberwave/Mikala. Of our raid team, Furt, who probably wonders if I'm even part of that raid team anymore.
I raided last night, if you can believe it.
Did you really?
I did.
Good job.
I got zero gear and we took down zero bosses, but I was there. Good times.
Yeah, I've just been swamped lately. I got to get back into it, though.
It's all good.
Good morning, Brian. I would like to request a song for my friend Stacy /Dankinia/Keeney. She's a great friend, and we've been coworkers on and off since 1999. In that time, we've been through hell and back multiple times, the death of a parent, 3 miscarriages, a breakup, etc., and have always counted on each other. Back in the early 2000s, she introduced me to the Delphi forums, so I returned the favor last year and introduced her to the Frog Pants Network. Within a week, she was hooked on TMS. Her birthday is March 8th, and I would love to request a song. One of her favorite performers is Arizona local Roger Klein, and I know she would love a cover song either by or of one of his 2 bands, The Refreshments or The Peacemakers. Thanks so much. Signed, Heather Cyberwave Mikala of Raid Team Furt. So
Yeah, there's boy, that's a band that has not done a lot of covers. Certainly nothing that they've actually officially released, the Peacemakers or the Refreshments. Probably a lot of people, if you're not familiar with the Refreshments by the song that we're about to play, you'd be familiar with the fact that they did the theme song to King of the Hill. That dun 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 dun. But not a big prolific cover artist. However, I did find a cover of the song Bandidos, a great song that mentions Jean-Luc Picard. This is performed by the Brown Derbies, great a cappella group from Brown, of course, from their 2004 album Recap. It's Bandidos.
Oh, it sounds great. We're going to play it now. Tomorrow, brand new show. We'll have Chin Beard. We'll have Jury. We'll have more. Please be here. Have a wonderful Monday, everybody. See you then.
So just how far down do you want to go? We could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. We can trust, won't say nothing to no one, no how, we won't bust, we won't crack a smile, or flinch, or cry, nobody,
Get your ass,
take your car to the front yard, get your rally, it says your cap's down, start the federation, see what's speaking English anyway, everybody knows that the world is full of stupid. So meet me at the mission in midnight to divvy up wealth. Everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. So I got the pistol, so I get the pistols. Yeah, that seems fair.
Capable.